This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear how Jesus enters Jerusalem at Passover on Palm Sunday as a king in preparation for his passion. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of sacrifice so we can sacrifice in gratitude for Christ's many blessings. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the fruit of joy from the Holy Spirit so he can be filled with awe at the Sanctus in the sacrament of the Eucharist. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will enter it, and you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.'" And they went away and found a colt tied at the door out in the open street, and they untied it. And those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments on it, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments on the road, and others leafy branches which they had cut from fields. And those who went before and those who followed cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming. Hosanna in the highest." And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. Jesus' deliberate preparation to fully reveal himself to the world in the Passion and the Resurrection continues with his triumphant entry into Jerusalem at the Passover. And the date of the Passover is likely to be August 3rd, 33 AD. Withdrawing from Jerusalem after raising Lazarus to avoid the Jewish leadership's plot to kill him, we see that in John chapter 11, Jesus returns before Passover and waits in the small town of Bethany on the Mount of Olives, just east of Jerusalem. Jesus directs his two disciples to fetch a donkey and a colt from a nearby village, mysteriously knowing that the animals have been prepared for him. Jesus purposefully enters Jerusalem in a highly provocative and symbolic way to announce the salvation of his coming kingdom. Kings in the ancient Middle East entered conquered cities leading a symbolic procession on a war horse to announce the enslavement of the conquered. Rather than riding on a war horse, Jesus fulfills centuries-old Hebrew prophecies. We see that in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 11, and Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. By humbly entering Jerusalem on a peaceful donkey to announce the freedom of salvation, Jesus symbolically replays and perfects King Solomon's entry into Jerusalem 1,000 years before. Both are sons of David. Both ride a humble animal, a donkey or a mule, and both enter Jerusalem and are greeted by ecstatic crowds. As Jesus enters Jerusalem on a colt, huge crowds of pilgrims lay their garments on the ground for him to trot upon, signifying that they consider Jesus to be their king. We see a similar event in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 13. Knowing that Jesus' name means, literally, God saves, the crowds shout, "Hosanna," This is a Hebrew word meaning save us. Calling Jesus the Son of David is a title for the Messiah, and the crowd's cry, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." A mysterious irony, for Jesus is not only the Lord in name, he is the Lord. Achieving his purpose, Jesus' entry causes an uproar throughout Jerusalem, setting the stage for his final confrontation with the Jewish leadership and the Romans, and leading to his saving passion and resurrection. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Marvel that over the entire history of mankind, Jesus, a person of the Trinity, with full divine knowledge and divine power, planned and orchestrated events to culminate in the saving miracle of his passion and resurrection. Jesus, the Son of God, creates kings and guides their actions to create symbolic events in the past,
such as arriving in Jerusalem on a horse, a mule, or a donkey.
Jesus inspires and directs prophets from the past to record these symbolic events. Jesus meticulously orchestrates the details of his spectacular entry as the divine king into Jerusalem at the great feast of the Passover. Let's see how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Sacrifice in gratitude for Christ's many blessings in your life. Realize, those who greet Jesus as he enters Jerusalem worship him with their whole being, offering a beautiful act of sacrifice by laying down their garments and allowing Jesus to trod upon their clothing. Believe. Reflect upon the need to sacrifice for Christ. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2099 through 2100. Pray. Jesus, crucified Christ, help me build the virtue of sacrifice, a part of justice, so I frequently turn from worldly pursuits to generously lay down my time, my talent, and my treasure as a sacrifice of gratitude for all the blessings you have given me. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be filled with awe and joy in the Sanctus. Realize, Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem is recalled in the Mass when all present respond to the great hymn of the Sanctus. That's when we say, "Holy, holy, holy." The Sanctus is also on the lips of those in the church triumphant in heaven who eternally celebrate the liturgy in communion with the church militant, that is, the Holy Catholic Church on earth. See the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11. Believe. Reflect upon the Sanctus in the Mass. See the Catechism, paragraph 559. Pray. Spirit of God, fill me with the fruit of joy as I witness, am overwhelmed with awe, and proclaim the Sanctus during the most holy Mass in communion with all those in the Holy Catholic Church on earth and all the saints in heaven. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of sacrifice so you can sacrifice in gratitude for Christ's many blessings in your life. And second, seek the fruit of joy so you can be filled with awe at the Sanctus celebrated in the Holy Mass. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to continue in your duty and quest to draw many to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to go further in your faith life, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an extensive library to help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.